Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing Parashat Vayikra. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shalema of all the Chodim, Vichladam, Chemdam, Racham, Echad, Nibshan, and the Menchan, Nibka, Nibka, Sarah, Ban, Monir, Shalom, Sarah, David, Merachah, Yafa, Bat, Deborah, Rivka, Bat, Achav, Rivka, Bat, Esther, Shalom, Esther, Yafa, Ben, Abba, Shalom, Nechana, Yafa, Bat, Minyam, Yehuda, Ben, Yafa, Chaya, Sarah, Bat, Sibcha, Racham, Chana, Sibcha, Ben, Melka, Miriam, Bat, Achav, Rez, Minyam, Chana, Lena, Bat, Nomer, Chaz, Bat, Amar, Sabra, Chana, Gavik, Dabar, Baracha, Tan, Ben, Esther, Zach, Minyam, Gdomer, Makal, Yishav, Ben, Yatar, Yaman, Yafa, Yosef, Ben, Rosh, Ben, Shabim, Penina, Yosef, Ben, Yafan, Dan, Yaman, Dinas, Sibcha, Ben, Yafa, Ben, Yafa, Ben, Yafa, Ben, Yafa, Parashat Vayikra. Now we get into and jump into the korbanot. We start the sacrifices. Now, I think it's very important if you have the right focus going into the book of Vayikra, so that you feel motivated and you don't lose the koach from Bereshit Shemot. Bereshit Shemot is very anyone can read it and be interested. Vayikra, you need a little bit of a push to be able to understand what's going on here and to relate to what's going on here for it to really push you to want to learn it. So I want to give an idea on just the introduction to Korbanot before we actually start the details of the Korbanot, to be able to feel how the korbanot, the sacrifices, can relate to each and every one of us. So why does the person bring a korban? So there are many different types of korbanot. Each korban has a specific purpose why they bring one, right? So I'm going to go through the different types of korbanot, Bezrat Hashem, but before we do that, I want to understand in general, why would a person bring a korban? So we have to think back in the times of the Torah, what was an animal to a person? Think about an animal, what it represented to a person. So in those times, most people were farmers in the times of the Torah. Our forefathers were farmers. Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they're all farmers. The animal was their main priority. That was like their main business. It's like in today's generation, it's like technology, let's call it. Right? So it's like, imagine a person he sells technology or he sells jewelry or whatever he has. And this is his most valuable thing. And they tell him that most valuable thing, when something goes wrong, or when you do something wrong, or when you need to, you need to repent for something that you did, I want you to take that most valuable thing that you have, that priority that you have, that animal that you have, and come and sacrifice it to God. What is it representing when a person takes a sacrifice and sacrifices to God? He is saying, I believe that I'm not in charge of my parnasa. I'm not in charge of how Hashem gives me the money and how much money I'm going to make. And I believe that it all comes from Hashem. Because if a person didn't believe that, he wouldn't sacrifice his own parnasa for Hashem. But he's willing to say that, you know what, for God, for His commandments, of what He tells me to do, I'm willing to take His parnasa that He gave me, this money, these animals that He gave me, what was supporting me, and sacrifice it to Him, because I know this is what He wants for me, and this is how I'm going to repay Him. So the main idea really is sacrifice. Really, we're sacrificing ourselves. A sacrifice is not supposed to necessarily, wasn't supposed to be on an animal. It was supposed to be on yourself. But if you sacrifice yourself, then you're not living anymore. So the Torah instituted that we sacrifice on animals in place of ourselves. And so that sacrifice is something that is felt very deep down in our heart because it's something that's so valuable to us. And I think that message, if that's the message for a sacrifice, I think that's so relatable. Because anyone in the world today can make a sacrifice. Now it's up to you to be able to differentiate between what's your priorities and what's not, what's important to you and what's not. And there's going to be many times in your life where you're going to have to make sacrifices. I think from the topic of sacrifices in Korbanot and in these parts here that we're going to see, we can learn a lot of the details of how Hashem wants us to sacrifice. Now, today, again, we don't have Beit HaMikdash, we don't have Korbanot, we don't have the actual physical essence of sacrifices, but what we do have is we have ourselves still. We're still here. We still have opportunity to sacrifice. It just may not be in the same way the Torah prescribed it, but we can learn from how the Torah wants us to sacrifice and do it in our own lives. You know, there's going to be many different types of sacrifices, many different rules, and many different nuances to every single sacrifice that we're going to see. And as we go through the different sacrifices, B'ezrat Hashem, we're going to see many different things that we can relate to, that how we can take for our day-to-day lives and how we can sacrifice. But I think the most important message that these parashiyot really want us to relate to is that we need to learn to sacrifice ourselves. And you'll have many times throughout your life that there will be a situation where you have two options on your plate. There could be something that you'll do for yourself or something that you'll have to sacrifice for to do for someone else. could be a spouse, could be a child, could be a parent, whatever it may be. And there's going to be times and places where you're going to need to tell yourself that I need to make a sacrifice. And you need to learn from our Torah when you need to make such sacrifices and how to make such sacrifices that will fit correctly. I want to give you an example. You'll have someone who, let's say for example, to them the most important thing is doing chesed. They like to go and do chesed. So they go and deliver packages, deliver food to poor people. They're doing chesed every week. This is their chesed. Every single week, every day, they're doing chesed. Now you have their parent. The parent comes to them and says, I need your help tonight. Can you help me with X, Y, and Z tonight? Right? There's a mitzvah to honor one's parents. But he's supposed to go and do chesed tonight. So now he has a choice, Baruch Hashem, a very good choice, between should I go and do chesed or should I listen to my parents and help my parents? Okay, now this is an interesting example. Because you may think, okay, obviously I'll listen to my parents, but at the same time, what about the chesed? What about those poor people? Right? How do you address such a situation? So now, it's not only making the correct sacrifice that's important here. It's not only saying that, no, parents are the most important thing. Of course, you have to honor your parents. That's given. But the question will become how you go about it. How you sacrifice. How you show that you're sacrificing. How you tell your parent, you need my help? Of course, I was supposed to go and do chesed tonight, but my respect for you is so much higher. It's so much more important. As much as I want to go and do chesed, I value my respect to you so much more. There's a way you can show that you're sacrificing that will be so much more beneficial in the long term on both the giving end and on the receiving end. Because when a person sacrifices, a lot of times you can sacrifice and you don't really want to sacrifice, and the person who's receiving on the other end feels that you don't want to sacrifice. Let's give another example. Person has a spouse. Okay? Now many times in a relationship between husband and wife, you're going to need to sacrifice. It's not a one-way street. You get married and then you live your life happily ever after and you can do whatever you want the same way. No. You're going to have to sacrifice in your life. You're going to have to compromise to make people happy, to make your wife happy. So now you need to sacrifice or make your spouse happy. Now, when it comes to that time of sacrifice, let's say, for example, a person comes home from work and he sees the wife made food. And she makes food. Let's say he doesn't like the food. Let's just say, certain example. Now he comes to the table and he sees the food is put onto the table. Now he has two options, or three options really. Number one is tell her how much he hates this food that she made. This is an automatic X. Never do such a thing. You'll never do such a thing. Option number two is you tell her, oh, you know, I don't really like this food, but thank you so much for making it anyway. That's option number two. And you tell her how you don't like the food, but you'll eat it anyway to make her happy. Option number three is you tell her how much you love her for making dinner and spending time and taking her time to make this amazing dinner. Regardless if you like it or not. You're not talking about what your preference is. You're talking about how much you love her for what she did. And answer number three is the bingo. And I'll tell you why. Because both answer number two and three, at the end of the day, you're eating the food. At the end of the day, the food is getting consumed. But by going through number two, telling her that you don't like the food and eating it, that's worse than not eating it at all. Because what you're doing is, you're taking advantage of her time that she spent for you and making her feel bad about it. Whereas answer number three is you're making her feel good about the time that she spent for you and she's going to want to do more. This is a very important thing in psychology that you can be able to do something without even saying something. You can do something that will train the person who is giving you to want to give more. Because you're showing so much appreciation for it. You're sacrificing. Even though you may not like the food. You sacrifice your own preference. You don't say anything that you don't like the food. Why? Because you sacrifice yourself and how you go about it in order to make someone else happy. And when you do that, you'll actually realize and see that the person will want to give you more. Now, okay, but at the end of the day, you don't like the food. So now how do you go about her not making that food that you don't like? So, very good question. I know everyone's thinking that. I don't like broccoli. I don't like this. I don't like asparagus. Why is she making asparagus? You don't tell her at the very time that you're sitting there right in front of the food. If you tell her right when you're sitting in front of the food that you don't like this food, how do you think she feels? Imagine someone comes to you and tells you, you see this shirt that you're wearing? I don't like that shirt. Not you specifically. I don't like this shirt that you're wearing. Okay. Is that a nice thing to say? No. But let's say a parent wants to tell you that they don't like blue shirts. Okay, come and tell you they don't like blue shirts when you're not wearing a blue shirt. Don't attack someone at a time where they're doing the thing that you don't like at that very moment. Tell them in a nice way that you may not like something when it's not happening. Meaning, the next morning or let's say a week later, sometime later, you tell your wife, you know, actually, I don't like broccoli so much. Okay, good. I didn't know that. You need to have that discussion for her to know that. That way, number one, she won't make that broccoli anymore, or she won't make that whatever that you don't like. But number two, she's still so happy that when she made dinner and she made the broccoli, you actually ate it and enjoyed it, quote unquote. She didn't know you didn't like it when you ate it. You're telling her now later on that I actually prefer to have these types of foods rather than those. And I think this is the correct way to go about it, and this is the correct way to sacrifice. Now again, this is just an introduction. But as we go on in the book of Vayikra, we're going to see many of the details of the sacrifices, learning how we can sacrifice on our day-to-day life. And I think it's so vital and so important, because every single day we have opportunities and requirements that we need to sacrifice for, but we need to learn how we're supposed to sacrifice in those moments. Have a great day, everyone.